Button press. Yeah. It's working. Holy shit.
Oh God. It has been way, way, way too long since I have been graced with the presence of one, the only, Jamie Angry Zen Master Noguchi! Oh, like a warm hug, I am back in your presence again.
All right.
Sweet.
Before we get into it, let's talk about who we are and where we're from. Welcome to the fucking Do It podcast. We are part of the Hard Knock Media Podcasting Network. That's Hard Knock as in NOC, nerdsofcolormedia.com. You can check us out there. You can check out all the other podcasts on the network. Keith is so excited that we're so excited about being part of his network.
How could we not? He's a great boss.
Yeah, like every time I talk to him, he's like, I can't believe how excited you guys are about being on the network. And I'm like, well, motherfucker, it's amazing.
Yeah. Quick, show of hands at home. Who's on a podcast network? That's what I thought. Yeah. Yeah.
For those audio listeners, Jamie and I both raised our hands.
Both of our hands. Yeah.
Both of our hands. In the air.
We're still part of the network. We haven't been kicked off, even though the schedule has been a little flummoxed because of me.
That's okay. Like, you're a man about town, Jamie. In all honesty, you can't have the fucking podcast without you. So let's be clear here.
That's true.
I'm getting grandfathered into the network in the first place. We can't fucking do anything without you. So that's really where we are.
All right, B, what's been going on since I last saw you?
Oh, what's been going on? A lot of work silliness, just a lot of hours, but I did force myself to actually take a vacation.
What?
Yep. So I went down the beach. I had myself a nice long weekend in Ocean City, which was really good. I had a chance to get in the ocean and what have you. Went down, this past Friday. So like caught just the tail end of the hurricane.
Okay.
Which meant Friday was a little like a little somber, but Saturday was gorgeous. It was like a high of 81, like super bright and sunny, and just a beautiful day.
Aww. So
yeah, it was really good.
Vacation, all I ever wanted.
Yeah,
vacation, had to get away.
Anyway, so that was really nice. So I'm coming off of that. I'm a little sunburnt. And boy, howdy, am I missing going down the beach. By comparison to real life, it is a very different experience. It's every bit the rock star on Saturday, random schlub on Monday feel, where it's just like Saturday, I'm like, yep, gonna go out. I'm gonna go do a thing. I'm gonna have drinks and random objects. By the way, something that I do in Ocean City and really kind of all over when I travel, I try and order alcoholic beverages in as many inanimate objects as I possibly can. So if I can order them in a fishbowl or in this case in a plastic palm tree,
nice.
I absolutely do it. Ocean City is also famous for a place called MR Ducks. They do a thing called a chug-a-duck where they actually take duck decoys, they drill a hole in the beak, they fill it with a mix of natural light beer and amaretto, and it kind of tastes like a Dr. Pepper if you squint real hard.
So that's where all those shirts came from, because like growing up in Maryland, you will have friends walking around with MR Duck shirts.
Yes.
And then there'll be like phrases, are they really? Oh, yes, they are. And like all these different catchphrases. And I had no idea that it was an actual place. I thought I had friends who were just really punny.
No. It's unlike the Big Dog shirt, which is only just a store. Mm-hmm. MR Ducks is a restaurant that also has a store that also has a hotel attached to it.
Hotel.
It's not like duck themed or anything else like that. I think it's just one of those things where like they thought it was a clever thing and it became kind of a catchphrase thing. And they do a thing called, like I said, a chug-a-duck at the bar at MR Ducks, which is really kind of cool. And they make a big thing of it. Like when they hand the ducks over, they start to get loud about it. And the way the duck is set up is very similar to a drinking horn where you can't really put it down. Right. And once you kind of start, you're committed and you're in. So like, right. So for years, there have been many a time where it'll like, we'll order a round of these things and inevitably two people will hate it. They'll get like one draw off and they'll go, oh God, this is terrible. Finish this. And in turn, I usually have 3 to 4 ducks before we even start going anywhere else.
Oh my God.
Ooh. Right. So like, before we've hit the next bar on the boardwalk, usually Cork Bar, I've already had probably the equivalency of like reasonably, because Natural Light is sex in a canoe. It's fucking close to water. And Amaretto is, you know, like they don't put a ton of it in there. So I'd say equivalency, it's maybe like 4 drinks.
Okay.
Like I'd call it like 1 1/4 of a drink. But I enjoy it just because, like I said, I enjoy ordering things out of random objects.
Yes, yes.
But I would highly suggest if you have the opportunity, you're at a tiki bar, order the thing that comes in the weird fuck cup. You're at a place that does like frozen drinks, order the thing in the weird fuck. Like I always order the thing in the weird fuck cup. Because,
oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, because I like bringing home like cups with this sort of
thing. Oh, you get to keep them.
You
get to keep the cup. That's really cool. Okay. Like
absolutely.
Going out and getting hammered and then getting a keepsake of your time out, especially if it's in like a fancy duck thing. That's really cool.
Well, this was, I went to a place called the Lazy Lizard and they did mixed drinks. So I had a mix of kiwi, daiquiri, and pina colada in this delightful palm tree cup.
Nice.
That I'm not really sure what I'm going to do with anything. Like, because the way that the trunk of the tree is, it's very narrow. So I'm not even sure if I can get like real ice cubes down the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll do some sort of mistake. Like, I'll just start drinking bourbon out of it because I like the idea of drinking bourbon out of a sippy straw.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
But so, yeah, I make it a point to try and find at least one place. When I used to go down there for a week at a time, I would definitely like start hunting out places where be like, you can get a drink in a dog bowl. You can get a drink in a. And like, yeah, like I love
I'm there, fam.
Yeah. Hell yes. Yeah.
That's
like,
awesome.
I'm in for all of that kitschy, corny, bad drink shit. I'm here for it.
I'm here to be a tourist.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Right. So
that's super fun.
Yeah. So that was kind of a highlight and a beautiful night. So I got some mixed drinks and some inanimate objects and got to sit on the bay and watch the sunset and have a really nice dinner. And just like, it was good. It was so good.
Okay. Without blowing up anybody's spot, were you alone or were you?
Yes. Yes. I was alone.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Exploring life on your own.
Yes, I had not taken anybody. This was a vacation for me.
Okay.
So it was a little weird because it's also like usually if I go down the beach with just me, it's me and the dog.
Yeah.
So not having the dog was a thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's okay. Like it was
all by myself.
So yeah, trust me. Like the idea of playing Boys to Man, Hard to Say Goodbye every time. Yeah. Yeah. Don't let me open the photos on my phone is really what I'm getting at. Cause it's just a lot of me just going, oh God, why? Oh,
well, if I wasn't nose deep in fucking drawing comic pages, I would have gone with you, man.
It's all good. It's all good. But speaking of that, for those of you in the know, Friday's the day. It happens to be Friday the 13th. It also happens to be a full moon. So the chance of me making it out of that alive are very minimal. Yep.
Hooray.
So, yeah. So on the plus side, after Friday, my social media hiatus is over. And I can just basically say whatever I please. So there's that.
You should come down to SPX, not to come down to SPX, but Phil Chan is going to be there.
Ooh.
And he's tabling with me. So,
okay.
So after we can go on and like explore the food kitchens and all that kind of stuff and just dick around and stuff.
I might be down for that. We'll figure out what's going on. I was debating going, but wasn't sure who I wanted to go with or anything else like that. So,
Yeah. All the cool people will be there. And by cool people, I mean Phil Chan will be there.
Well, that covers everybody, because I definitely know that there'll be no one else who I used to work with at Super Art Fight there, and definitely, like, no one else that I absolutely know. The room definitely will not be full of incredibly talented people who I happen to also know. None of those people matter, because Jamie Noguchi is going to be there.
With Phil Chan.
With Phil Chan. Yeah. The dynamo that is Jamie Noguchi featuring Phil Chan. Like,
master of disguise.
Yes. Master of disguise. Phil Chan.
It's going to be so good. I'm so prepared.
Jamie Noguchi, you know, I was just about to ask, what are you geeking out about? But I think I know, because it's con prep time. Right.
So September is a kind of – everything happened in September. Everything is happening in September. Right. 2 years ago, I started this art challenge called Tokutember. The guy who typically does Inktober, who invented Inktober, was being kind of a dick to people.
What?
When they were asking him, like, well, what, it, you know, does digital inking count? And he was getting on his high horse. It was like, well, it's not really a point of Inktober and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, come on. What kind of ableist bullshit is that? Like, there are people I know who cannot draw without a tablet because, you know, physical pen on paper is too much for them. And so they need, you know, they need something with a lighter touch that they can make a darker mark.
They need that undo.
Yeah.
That's okay. Wait, hang on a second. We don't need to put their spot on blast. Honestly, I don't want to give them the credibility or anything else like that. But bearded white guy?
No. Oh, I don't actually know what the guy looks like. But I've taught a couple of people who physically can't draw unless it's on a tablet.
Right.
Like, because of, like, arthritis or whatever.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No judgment on anyone who goes full digital out and everything else like that. Like,
yeah.
I've got an iPad with an Apple Pencil. Like, I've got no heat on that. I know a bunch of people who prefer to go straight digital. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, the important thing is doing the thing, man. Yeah, like,
so that really, like, his reaction really pissed me off, because I was like, it's
fuck that guy.
You know, I mean, he invented it. He can say whatever the hell he wants. Oh, but, like, on the bottom of the Inktober sponsorship page is, like, Adobe and Autodesk that sell digital tools. So it's just like, come on, man. Get off your shit. So I was like, well, fuck this. I want to do something fun. I want to do an art challenge myself. So I created Tokutember in the month of September, where you just create something related to tokusatsu. And, you know, you can follow the prompts if you want. You don't have to draw a thing. The first year we did it, some guy was making bento boxes of Kamen Riders.
Nice.
So it's like, you know, big rice for the mouth, and then giant seaweed for the helmet, and then two big tomatoes, and then eggs for the horns. Like, it was amazing.
And
people have done songs. This year someone's doing, like, video essays during Tokutember.
Nice. Like,
and it's really a chance for people to come together and celebrate this genre that a bunch of people love. And to do their own designs, their own Kamen Riders. There's a Emmy Award winning animator who's been doing Tokutember ever since we started, and his shit is amazing, which is why he's won some fucking Emmys. This year, I wanted to kind of pay tribute to the Heisei era. So the way it works in Japan, the current era in Japan is named after the current emperor. So right now we are in the Reiwa era,
right?
Because the new emperor took over from the Heisei era, and before the Heisei era there was the Showa era. So, like, Kamen Rider started in the Showa era. Heisei era has been the past couple of years, and so this year for Tokutember, the third year, I wanted to pay tribute to the Heisei era. So my intention was to, all the prompts for this year are related to Kamen Rider of the Heisei era, and I wanted to do all the henshin sequences of the Heisei riders, but with, like, a little animated head kind of thing. So I started doing it this year, and I was like, this is really cool. I can knock out these in an hour. And then I got a crazy deadline that I have to meet for this, this graphic novel project that I've been working on for a while. And right. you know, it's the light at the end of the tunnel. We got a date. We got a publishing date. We got a deadline. But, you know, and the script is now officially approved, but I have to, like, bust my ass drawing pages. So, like, my Toku Temper project, the thing that I invented, is on hold while I'm cranking out all these other pages.
So what you're saying is you are so busy that your child, your love, your yes. true one and only,
yeah.
you had to just push out of the nest and set them free into the world.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, Hazel started kindergarten last week, so there's
that. I know, I saw the photos. God, that kid's adorable.
Yeah. So kindergarten is starting, and then this weekend is Small Press Expo. And then next weekend, Keith invited me to table at this Charm City Night Fest.
Outdoor market festival thing. Yeah, I saw the invite.
Yeah, so it's going to be in Chinatown. This is like the third year they've done it. They're trying to kind of like spotlight Baltimore's Chinatown or something like that. I was going to ask you if you wanted to come out to that kind of thing. And table, or if you just wanted to come and hang out for a little bit. I think there's going to be food or something in the area or something.
I'll figure all that out. There's a lot of things up in the air at the moment with everything going on, so we can figure that out offline.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely think that'd be a lot of fun.
But like, just September is so busy. And other freelancers coming in all at once. So it's just like trying to juggle like 50 things at the same time. And it's good to be busy. It's very good to be busy, because if you're not busy, it means you're not making money. So there's that. Yep. So I just have to.
Also, if you're not busy, you have an opportunity to let your brain wander. And that's when bad things happen. So don't do that, kids. Pile a ton of things on your plate and never stop moving, ever. So this way, the collective wave of all of your stress and anxiety never catch up with you. Top tips from your friend at the fucking Do It Cast.
Always forward. Forward always. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Never look back.
So, yeah, I can't even make it to the Art Fight show on the 20th.
Oh no!
Only one person invited me, which is interesting.
wow, we're just gonna talk about that. All right,
thought cool. I had no, friends. But I guess I don't. That's cool.
All right. For the record, I am definitely going. I'm gonna be there. I'll be hanging out.
Nice.
If you want to hang out, I will have zero responsibilities in an Art Fight show. So if you've ever wanted to like sit down and bullshit with me and hear about all the lovely stories and have me pick on other art fighters or whatever it is, I can totally do that. We can have a drink together. It'll be a hell of a lot of fun. Come hang out, but definitely come out and support our friends. That would be very cool.
You could actually go to Ben's Chili Bowl.
I could actually go to Ben's
Chili Bowl. All the years we've been down there, I don't think you've ever been. I've been a couple of times, but I don't think you've ever been.
I haven't been. I was thinking about carpooling with some art fighters, so I have a feeling I'll probably still be on their schedule.
Yeah.
But it'll be a very different experience. It'll be like, I get there and I go, okay.
See ya.
I'll just sit over here on my phone.
Well,
not do anything.
If you have to get there early because you're carpooling, you can just peace out and go to Ben's Chili Bowl.
Yeah, I know.
Get some decent food and then go back to the show.
Jamie, I got to figure out the new normal, man. It's weird. It's going to be the first club show I'll be at since my retirement. So
yeah.
I don't know if I'll feel like it'll be one of two things. I'll sit there and feel awkward about not doing anything because everybody will be like, don't worry about it. You retire. Go sit the fuck down. And I'll be like, okay. Or I will absolutely be like, I need to go somewhere the fuck else and like actually go to Ben's Chili Bowl and go get something to eat. But
if you stay there, you will help set up.
Oh, 100%.
It's not an if and or but. Like,
no, it's 100%.
Yeah, yeah. If you see a thing that needs to get picked up and put over there, you're going to pick it up.
It's me.
I'm the same way.
Right, absolutely. But at the same time, I'm proud of the kids. I want to see, like, I got my new baby. I handed the referee reins over to my baby boy Adam. I have to make sure he's good.
I'm excited to see how he does, and that's part of why I'm kind of pissed, because the DC shows are always fun. They're a little bit weirder than like the Autobar shows. So I'm miffed I can't make it, but I have to stay here and keep cranking out these fucking
dude,
pages.
No, do the thing. All that means is that the next show that I end up going to and you end up coming to will be there in force. And then we can do the thing that we were never able to do, which is pick favorites and only cheer for certain people.
Yes.
And be in the front row and have them know who we like more than the others.
We like that
and
one.
They won't know till the time comes.
That right. one still talks to me. Like that one.
Yeah,
I'm never 100%. Talking to that one ever again.
Watch suddenly our fucking Facebook Messenger inboxes suddenly turn bright colors come to after this post.
Bling, 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 bling,
right. Hey man, how you been?
None of them fucking watch our fucking podcast. Keith watches our podcast.
I bet quite a few of them will watch.
So yeah, September is going to suck. October is going to suck as well. Most of November is going to suck, but
Jesus, Jamie, you all right?
It's good. Cause I need to finish this book. I think I can do it in the time allotted. I am not sure, but I'm optimizing many different portions of my workflow.
Should we apologize to the podcasting network now for missing dates? Is that the idea?
I mean, I think I can hack it. I needed to get the first chapter absolutely done by September. So I got that, which is why we didn't cast last week, because I was up till like 4 and 5 every night.
Oh, Lord, man.
Like I colored 24 pages in a week, which is great. So I know I can do it. I wish I didn't have to do that, but like I physically can't. So that was a good milestone.
Okay, wait. Time out. You colored 24 pages in a week?
Yeah.
You're a maniac.
Yeah. You either make comics or you talk about making comics. So.
No, I understand. Wow. The fucking shade you just threw. Like, I guarantee you, any of our friends who make comics or casually make comics heard you say you either make comics or you talk about making comics, feel personally stabbed in the fucking heart. Like, that's some strong wording. Like,
when it's go time, it's go time. Like
no, trust me, it's why I admire you. But goddamn, sir, like I can tell you've been working a ton. You are punchy as hell right now.
Yeah. Oh, and we just came back from back to school night, so I'm like, do we join the PTA or does the PTA only exist to perpetrate the PTA?
What? I've always viewed the PTA very similar to a homeowners association. Mm. It's people who have the free time to delve into that kind of shit. Yeah. Like, by all means, if there are events that your kid's involved in or wants to be involved in and needs a little loving encouragement, absolutely. Go to the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Give a ton of support. Support a bunch of random kids who you don't know because they need the love.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Yeah.
You may not necessarily need 40 emails from people who just don't have some other shit going on.
Yeah, and I am all for supporting the teachers. And there's a lot of things we can do to directly support them and, you know, do that kind of stuff. So we're definitely all about that. But, like, I don't know about PTA, y'all.
Yeah, I think personally I would have an issue getting sold on that. But, yeah. Again, I got burned very early on with homeowners associations, and I've always viewed them as the same, as very similar, like busybody organization.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd like to believe I'm wrong. Like I'm 100% sure that we will not have anyone send an angry email because we've never had anyone send an angry email. And genuinely, like, if this is the line in the sand where somebody bothers to, like, you know what? Fuck Brandon. I'm absolutely going to email him about this PTA thing. Good.
Yeah.
Hear me say it. Fuck PTAs. Fuck you while we're at it, just to get you to write the email.
Yeah. It's I was listening to the pitch because the PTA president cut this like this
scathing.
Well, no, this very extensive video, and I was like, man, I
very extensive video.
There was blocking. There was like a camera move. There were kids acting in it. There was like lighting and shit. And I'm
wait, hang on. They forced children to pretend to care about that.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it was her kid, so she said, just, you know, sit there and goof around or something. But, like, I was sitting there thinking, I was like, is this the parent-teacher industrial complex that they're trying to get us to buy into? Like, yeah. So, yeah, I'm a little punchy.
No, right on. I'm here for it. All right. So, speaking of you being punchy.
Yes.
What are we getting into today?
We have a topic.
No topic.
We do.
Hey, no, we have a topic.
We have a topic. Okay. So, I need to ask you a few questions, Brandon Chalmers.
Oh, shit. Here we go. This is where I completely fuck up your flow.
No. Go on. This is going to be good. Have you, Brandon Chalmers, ever eaten at a Burger King? I don't want to make assumptions. And because, like...
Take a good long look.
Okay.
All of the assumptions. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
I have been knighted at the Burger King. I was part of the kids club at the Burger King. I definitely had a Burger King kids club kid vid toy. So believe me.
Nice.
Yeah. My Burger King roots are strong.
See, I don't want to make assumptions because Audrey has never been to Burger King.
Yeah, I get that, but her parents are French. It's fine.
Have you ever, after you've partaken of a Whopper, thought to yourself, boy howdy, that burger meat, that's what I think of when I think of burger meat. It was so tasty and juicy and good and all that. Hang on. Stuff.
Are we talking about the impossible stuff?
Oh, we are, Brandon Chalmers.
Okay, right on. All right. So, for the record, no. Fast food burgers have always been too thin to really feel like it. Now, if you end up doing the fat thing, which is ordering the double Whopper and or the scantily had triple Whopper, you definitely will get the idea that, like, oh, yeah, this is ground beef. But it is very much prepared in a way. And I will give credit to Burger King as opposed to some of the others because they actually do a bit of fire thing going on.
Yes, I prefer
the taste of a char grill as opposed to a flat top griddle, personally.
You can definitely taste the char. You can. There's a hint of smoke in it.
Yeah.
It's been kissed by a flame.
Right. And I'm aware that reasonably now that probably isn't actually how any of that works. It's probably heated in a microwave and it's probably liquid smoke and mixed into the meat.
Whatever.
So
lie to me. I don't give a shit.
That's fine. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like I'm good with that.
Well, Brandon Chalmers, the impossible meat has taken the nation by storm. There was a news story a couple of weeks ago about KFC exploring doing a meatless chicken with their impossible meat. Burger King has announced the impossible burger and it's rolled out to some of the stores across the country. So,
right.
I wanted to see if it had rolled its way to a Burger King near me.
Okay.
And it has.
Okay.
And it has.
Is our special guest tonight the Impossible Whopper? Is that what you're about to reveal right now? Are we having a special guest?
No.
Okay. You ate the thing already.
I had it earlier in the week. It was during lunchtime. I was like, let me drive by this motherfucker, see if they have this shit. They did have this shit.
Okay.
I did a typical burger taste test. I took a piece of the burger. I ate it by itself.
Right. Right.
And then I ate it in the context of the Whopper.
Right.
And I have to say that the Burger King Whopper is not a good thing to test a meat flavor.
No, it's a terrible context.
Yeah. So having said that, the Impossible Whopper tastes like a Whopper.
Yeah.
In that it's like crumbly shoe leather and it tasted and it has that smokiness. Now Burger King has always offered veggie patties. Like, they've always offered veggie patties. Like, when I was a vegetarian, I was a shit vegetarian because I would go to the Burger King and get a veggie Whopper. And they would give you the bean bun. And it would not taste like a meat, but it would taste like a bean thing with some rice and all that kind of good stuff. So you could tell you were eating some bullshit.
Right.
If you were to put this Impossible Whopper and the regular Whopper side by side.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell the difference.
Well, here's – okay. So I've talked to a friend who's a vegetarian about this, and the context that it was put to me is, if you don't enjoy the taste of meat, why the fuck would you want to eat this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. I think the argument is really, who is this for?
Sure.
And their context is essentially, this isn't really for vegetarians. This is for guilty people.
Yeah.
Who don't want to eat ground beef because they understand what, you know, raising cows and what have you does in the meat industry is a little, you know, it's problematic at the very least. But so like I get the idea, and I've had the Impossible meat at Qdoba. They also offer it now.
Oh, okay.
As an alternative to ground beef. I had it in a burrito bowl and it's fine. Like it's totally fine. And to KFC's whole thing, I've also tried the Morningstar Farms, like chick patties, like their chicken patties.
Oh, I've had those. Those are me.
But that's the thing is, like, if you're eating cheap chicken patties by comparison, you can't really tell the difference. Genuinely, the way I did them, I bit of marinara sauce, bit of shredded cheese, heated those things up, and then put that in the broiler, made myself a little crappy chicken parm, and I could genuinely not tell the difference in between the two.
Because it's fried.
Right, because it's fried. Right. So, like
– Yeah.
I have no heat on any of this. I like the idea of having an alternative to it. Like I don't know at one point if – like I think the argument really is going to be, when is it not a Burger King thing? When is it just a – I can go to the grocery store and for about the same price I can pick up the Impossible ground beef or whatever we want to call it and be able to doctor it up the way I want to with my same burger recipe and be able to pan fry it myself.
Well, and that's the thing, because the Impossible Whopper, I think it was like $2 more than the regular Whopper.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't care. I was in it for the experiment to try it. But like on a regular, I mean, unless the price is equal, I don't know if it's going to penetrate as deeply as they wanted to. But the other thing is, like, I have never eaten a Whopper because I wanted the because I thought the flavor of the burger you eat the Whopper because it comes with a big ass onion and a big ass tomato and some lettuce and some pickles, and mashed all that together with this shoe leather, the combo tastes like a Whopper.
Right. Yeah, it's a very distinct taste. So like I can get behind this whole context, but like I'm right along with you. Like I'm here for it, but it is very similar in my vein of like the electric car. I like the concept. It needs to be more financially viable for the average person.
Yeah.
And that's where I think it falls short.
Yeah.
And until someone's willing to basically either government subsidize it so this way it becomes a cheaper natural option for everybody, or like there's got to be some sort of thing, like the tax credit has to be good enough. There has to be some sort of thing. Like if I want to have the ability to go to the store and be able to pick up a pound of Impossible meat for, I don't know, $6.50, or a pound of ground beef for about $6.50, and know that it's about the same. And if anybody who's balking at the prices or whatever it is, I'm just throwing numbers off the top of my head.
Yeah, but
you get what I mean.
Yeah.
That's the idea. Is like honestly, if the Impossible stuff is $7 versus $6.50, I'll pay the extra 50 cents. But when it gets to the Impossible stuff is $10 and the other stuff is $6.50, I'm going to use that extra, you know, that extra money to buy the buns and the onion and whatever else and be able to feed myself for cheaper, because budget does matter.
Yeah. And I think all things being equal, if the price was the same and if you replaced all of the Burger King Whoppers with the Impossible
patty, nobody would fucking
know. No one would fucking know. No one would know.
No one would have any idea. The only thing that they would lose the credibility being able to say is they serve 100% American ground beef.
Yeah, yeah.
And like,
and after it, I felt less heavy.
Shitty. Yeah. Like, well, yeah, because it's not ground beef. It's like greasy as fuck.
Yeah. It didn't. It tasted similar. It had that same smoke, but it didn't absorb the grease in the similar way. So like, it didn't sit in my stomach. And then like, you know, when you're done with a Whopper, you're just like, that sure is a big little baby in the pit of my stomach now.
Okay, wait, hang on. How do they prepare that?
I don't know.
Like, I'm unclear how they prepare a regular Whopper, but, like, if you serve it on the same grill or you prepare it on the same flat top, is it not taking in all of the same juices? Like, essentially, is it then not vegetarian?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know. That would be good to ask somebody.
I mean, because that's really, like,
that's another good question.
If you were trying to put a – like – I can cook, I'm sure. You give me the impossible stuff and you let me doctor everything up, and then instead of cooking with, you know, just a clean pan, like if I can throw a little bacon grease in the bottom of that pan and then pan fry that bad boy up, you better believe I can make a fucking impossible burger taste like the real deal.
Yeah.
But then I'm defeating the whole fucking purpose of it.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know. Like, again, I'm not sure who this is for. It feels like a gimmick. It feels kind of kitschy. If this is Burger King's way of saying, hey, we want to start introducing this in some of our lower priced burgers or something like that. Like, genuinely, if I ordered a cheaper burger off the, you know, the value menu or something like that.
Yeah, like the BK Jr. or something like that.
Right, yeah, like the double, you know, the value double cheeseburger for $2 is now impossible meat instead of the regular stuff. To save Burger King some costs and me not feel like the same amount of shit, cool. Like, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
If that's the case.
Yeah. And I'm with it too. Like, I haven't had the chicken. I don't know if KFC's done the chicken yet. But KFC's chicken doesn't taste like chicken. So
it's yeah, like, I was gonna say yeah. I don't trust the Colonel with the bird anyway. So
yeah. I think I would like this future. If it helps the environment in any way, shape, or form, I don't mind. Because
see, this is the problem, though, is I don't know anything about. I also don't know anything about the company who actually makes this stuff.
That's true. That's true. This could be
like, has anyone actually done right? Like, I feel like if I have a feeling if we spend 2 minutes Googling the company who makes this stuff, we're gonna start shouting "God damn it" at our screens,
and then
completely want to right because like everybody's trash. But
yeah.
I'm you know, fuck it. Here, keep vamping. I'm gonna Google.
They secretly fund like animal experimentation or something like that.
Right? Yeah. 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 Impossible.
But I mean. I like the fact that we're at a point where these meat substitutes are actually starting to taste like meat. Now, I've never had any of the Impossible burgers that are like juicy and bleed and actually have that mouth feel like the ground beef. Like if BGR came out with an Impossible burger, I would go there to test it out to see, because I love me some BGR. Like they do a really tasty burger. Did we get a BGR burger in Burger Face?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah.
Also, if Bobby, like, I feel like the Impossible stuff would work perfectly at a Bobby Flay. And if we,
right,
if they started serving like Impossible Bobby Flay burgers, that would be a real test, like actual burgers that we've tasted in our Burger Fest and actually enjoyed eating, as opposed to like cheap ass fast food things.
It makes sense. By the way, I'm looking, the company's name is Impossible Foods. So it's impossiblefoods.com. Apparently they partner with Questlove to launch cheesesteaks made with Impossible meat.
Oh shit.
So I'm gonna assume that either they're good at hiding everything or Questlove's PR people wouldn't let them be involved in that sort of thing.
Yeah.
if only because of their of his close relation to Jimmy Fallon. Uh-huh. Somebody's gotta vamp and like prep this stuff. So
yeah.
I'm gonna assume in the like very very brief look that I did, like I searched like impossible foods problems, and it's not like or like problematic or issues or news, and really it's just like it's just soft things of like.
Cancel them.
Right, it's a lot of like Impossible Foods has the Whopper now. Impossible Foods request, so it's nothing like.
Yeah,
there's a media kit and there's all sorts of stuff like that. So I don't know, like food. Let's see, what do we got? Impossible Burgers, Endless Impossibilities. Okay, breakfast jam is chili cheese fries. Yada yada yada. Okay.
Oh, chili cheese fries. Oh fuck.
Right, like that feels like a simple like we could. Genuinely, they could seriously take like all of the Campbell's chili.
Oh yeah,
and replace it with just Impossible meat, and no one would tell the difference.
Yeah, if they gave me a can of Impossible Hormel, I would put the shit of that. I would put that all over my hot dog.
How the fuck is it only 3 carbs for 4 ounces? Sorry, 9 carbs.
Oh,
that's surprisingly low.
It's made from people. It's people. It's fucking Soylent
Genuinely,
Green.
Genuinely, I'm good. I'm good.
It's Soylent Green.
That's fine. I'm fine with that. Genuinely, I'm good. Let's just do that.
Now this brings up a different sidetrack on this cloned meat.
I'm good with eating people.
Well, no,
if that's well, no. Oh, is that not your question? Oh, okay.
Cloned meat, Brandon Chalmers.
Yeah.
In theory, it would take up less resources because you wouldn't have to feed it. Like instead of having a cow that you have to raise that, you know, feed it like shit and keep it penned up, you could just clone the meat and grow it in a vat. And that would be the meat without, well, I mean, some of the guilt because science and probably the processing plant is terrible, but in theory, none of the carbon monoxide none of the methane that the cows shit out.
Okay. I mean, okay, so let's break this down. Most people don't actually know exactly how the facilities work in the first place. Most people don't want to actually see a cow get butchered, so they're totally fine with that. Okay, so those are two positives toward it. I wouldn't be able to say cow as I drove past a pasture like I naturally do every time. So there's that. I wouldn't be able to ask the question of does anybody actually try and tip these things, but nobody actually really does.
Yeah, this big right, so cube of
right. So right, so right. So right now, all I'm saying is we're at a net wash. Like that's where my head is. genuinely, like I treat this like I treat most things. I don't need to know how the sausage is made. I don't care where my ice cream necessarily comes from.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good with science being as sciencey as science fuck can be. Like, provided that the thing isn't necessarily doing anything terrible to anybody and it's not immediately giving me cancer, I'm kind of good.
Okay.
Like, I assume everything is slowly killing me and it's a varying degree of how many things are slowly killing me and do they like pile up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like are we doing this consecutively or concurrently?
Does their damage stack? Like,
right. Yeah.
The debuff kill me?
That's what I'm saying. Like I come from a video game generation. Is this a combo multiplier? Like
Yeah. Or do I have to stand in the Titan bubble while someone else is beating
like, okay, so genuinely, like, okay, so let's assume that the facility is fucking creepy and whatever it is, and it looks like something out of Resident Evil,
Yeah.
But there are, you know, there's two facilities side by side, and they say, okay, Jamie, you want a burger.
Yes.
You say, yep.
Yes, okay. I do.
That means that you need to take some sort of beef and grind it into a patty and then make a burger.
Yes.
Okay. Jamie, do you care if that beef is already hanging on a hook? Or do you need to see that thing get clubbed with a hammer?
I don't care. I don't need to see the murder. Like, I don't need to know that I'm eating murder. I know I am eating murder now, but in the future, I don't need the murder.
Right. So this is really my question. There's two sides of beef hanging on hooks in a refrigerator.
Sure.
If you don't know the difference, do you care where they came from?
Me personally, I don't.
Okay. Because at this point, they're dead.
Right. Right.
Okay.
So and I can't undead it.
You can't undead it, and you may as well use it and eat it, right?
Right, right, because otherwise it's going to go to waste.
Okay. If the other side of the beef was on there and you got to actually see most of the cow, do you care yet?
I don't know, because it's already dead.
Right, and then my question would be, add more of the cow, add the skin. Does it fucking matter the thing's dead? Like, I'd like to... Like, the clone meat solves the problem, potentially, I assume, of how humanely the animal is killed. So if we can eliminate that part of it, we can still employ a lot of people to handle and process the actual meat itself.
Yeah, because it's got to get processed somehow. And the
difference is that it has to get processed. Right. So like if the job shifts and it's more lab technicians remove the vats from, you know, the sides from this vat or from the incubator or whatever it is, as opposed to the cattle are brought in and then killed and then processed this way. Like, I'm good. Like, it sounds terrible to say, if I can still employ the same people who work for, I don't know, Hormel.
Yeah.
And make sure that they still have a good job processing food for people using a very similar skill to what they use now. Or like, that's really where my head is.
Yeah.
Does the cloning place train the Hormel people who are out of work how to work in their factory, pay them a reasonable salary, and make sure that they get benefits and that they're okay?
I would hope so. I would hope
If all of that is happening, I'm good with everything else.
Yeah.
Like, I see no ethical, like, the only thing I can possibly think that could be a problem is if somehow the same cow ends up touching the other cow when we create a time rift, but what happened? Everything stopped.
You're back, but oh no, you're back. you paused out.
Time. No. Yeah, that worked out perfectly.
Yeah, man. I think and meat packing plants are some of the dangerous places to work in this country. So if you could mitigate some of that, still keep the same amount of people, teach them a different skill.
Lower the insurance rates of everybody around, create a safer work environment, have a more humane way of solving everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see a downside to this. Yeah. Now, please understand, I'm a lay person in this sense, so I'm sure there's a lot of other factors, but there's a lot of stuff that I would not care. Like, I have no moral obligation to this, and I know everybody else, I'm sure somebody would be like, where does it stop? Where does anything stop? I'm good with, I'm good with us cloning, you want to make a second one of me? I feel like I could get a lot of shit done with a second me around. Oh, that's God. All I'm saying.
I could finish this book in like half the time.
That's what I'm saying. Plus, anytime you want a high five, boom, all day long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I grew up listening to Comedy Twins. I'm good with this. I want somebody to vamp with. Finish each other's sentences. One of us can wear glasses. Yeah. I can try out new hairstyles, but not actually be me. It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's a perfect system.
Oh, and by the way, you have probably eaten finger at some point because fingers get cut off all the time in those meatpacking plants and no one gives a shit.
For the record, a lot of them, because I do work in the medical industry, a lot of them do require metal-detectable band-aids and metal-detectable bandages and stuff like that to be able to keep any of that from happening. And those machines are under constant supervision for metal detectors. So in most cases, you do keep fingers from happening.
Yeah,
Right. Well,
dude. Not like 5 years ago.
No, but whatever. Whatever. Like I said, I'm good with eating people. I'm fine with it. I I see no more. Like, I'm good with this.
Yeah, I like the cloning.
You probably should introduce me. Like, if we're talking about like a lobster at a restaurant sort of scenario where like I walk over and I'm like, that one.
Yeah.
That one looks odd. Maybe not that, but shy of that.
Well, they take the lobster in the back room and then they swap it out for the fake, like the cloned lobster. The clone lobster.
Oh, see, that's, okay.
Yeah,
and then I thought we were still talking about the one for one people comparison. If I pick Charles and then they take Charles in the back and they swap him for Eddie, I'm gonna be fucking pissed because like I paid for that bougie white guy to get killed and served, and I fully expect that guy to be the dead guy. Like, seriously, if I end up getting a dude who's like a little fattier than what I expected and like a little gamey because, you know, he listens to a lot of like Larry the Cable Guy shit. I want to know that this guy listened to classical music and did a push at the time. I like the lean meats.
Oh, man. That's funny as fuck. I wonder how close we're going to get to that.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, because I never thought like fake meat would taste like meat, and it's a matter of time
before we figure shit out. Like, honestly, dude, you know what the barometer is about how far we've come? Taco Bell Labs. Taco Bell's had the same like 9 ingredients for the last 20 years, and they seem to come out with something new every 6 weeks, like fucking clockwork.
It's true.
So I don't know if they literally put those 6 things in there and just have a random topic generator and they're like, well, I guess we'll do that. Like,
they have a wheel of taco and they just push it and go.
Yeah, like it pops up and they're like, well, what about this? Like, yeah, they had their game changed with Doritos. Like, they were like, they suddenly signed a deal with a Frito-Lay company. They were like, okay, first thing we're doing is throwing Fritos in a fucking quesarito. And you're like, whoa, hang on, game changer. They're like, I know, strap in, motherfucker. We're about to turn a Dorito into a taco. And they suddenly got ideas for a decade. Like,
it's true.
They have the ability, they have the technology.
Taco Bell is basically food science, and we are the experiments. Like, we are the... And I'm here for it because it tastes fucking good, yo.
Jamie, here's where my thought process is. Follow along with me. We take the Taco Bell R&D team and we apply them to other things. Ooh. We put them – gun control, the budget, whatever. Like, they managed to take the same 9 things, rearrange them, and solve problems like we've never seen before. I think we set them loose on the fucking country.
Yeah. I like this idea. Voter suppression. They take care of everything.
They take a look at it and they're like, well, if we move Alabama up to Washington State and just flip those things around, everything's fucking solved. Like, we're easy peasy.
I like this idea.
Right, yeah. I cannot tell you what, Mount Rainier is a fucking gorgeous thing and I love it dearly. Solving problems.
Clearly, the current system ain't working, so might as well.
That's what I'm saying. We just literally – we switch the order of the Crunchwrap. That's all I'm saying. Like, we take that tortilla and we just – like, the hard shell, we just move that thing north and then just a layer of cheese and solve the problem. Whoa. Wisconsin could save all of us.
Oh, my God.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
Oh, now I'm hungry. Fuck. Right.
You're like, I don't know if D.C. should be a state. And they're like, but wait, nacho cheese. You're like, you know what? D.C. probably should be a state.
That's what needs to happen. Oh, my God. They need to figure out how to be on the floor of Congress. So when they're in debate, they could just walk around and hand them like, if someone's getting irate or unreasonable, you hand them a taco.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you want to threaten a filibuster? Fine. But you have to kill this taco box, the dozen tacos. Yeah. Yeah. It has to be a thing of like, it has to be four, like at least 4 hard shell, at least 4 soft shell, and at least 4 bean burritos. And you have to kill them in one sitting. You kill those, then you can filibuster. Because I want to put a shot clock over your head to see how long you can really last on the floor.
In high school, me and my brother both ran track. We would destroy Taco Bell had a 100 taco deal.
Oh,
we would wreck that. we would wreck that.
Yeah.
Between the two of us.
Yeah.
50 tacos each. So good.
That's what I was saying, man. Like, I think Taco Bell really can solve everything. Maybe Demolition Man's right. Maybe Taco Bell is the last one to survive.
Oh, my God. So good. Oh, shit.
Jamie, I'm telling you right now, you set us in front of the most impossible problems, ironically. Shout out. And we deliver. That's what we do.
That's how we do it on the fucking Do It Cast.
That's how we do it. Yep.
All right, Brandon Chalmers. I don't think it gets any better than that. Where can people find you?
Good.
Yeah.
You can find me on Instagram at thatguychalmers. Jamie Noguchi, where can they find your beautiful, loving embrace?
Glued
the
to the
warm hug of your rage.
Glued to a fucking monitor until, like, I die. I will be at Small Press Expo this coming weekend North Bethesda. It's fucking Rockville, but they call it North Bethesda to get that shine. It's fucking Rockville. Just own it. It's fine. Rockville's fine.
What's wrong with Rockville?
Rockville's fine.
Jesus Christ. Right, yeah, like, that's all perspective shit. That's people who live in Rockville, like,
yeah.
No.
North Bethesda.
No.
Rockville's
fine. Right, yeah. Ask somebody in Dundalk how nice Rockville is and watch them spend 5 minutes trying to use a fucking consonant. Like, it's just a lot. Yeah.
And then next weekend, Saturday at the Charm City Night thingy. I don't know what it's called.
We got to get the names of these things, because for as quickly as the boss was really happy with us being excited about the podcast, us just fucking stumbling through the events calendar, probably not the greatest thing.
We're going to be doing KidsCon in Philly in October, I think.
Okay, we should probably clarify that a bit better, because that sounds ominous as hell.
It's going to be good. We're running a comic workshop at that.
Okay.
But
at KidsCon.
At a KidsCon, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm immediately uncomfortable about even the concept of saying the word KidsCon. So
con for kids. KidsCon. Sure. Con for kids.
This is what conventions actually are.
Yeah, I'll have kids. More information about that as we get closer. All right, that's it for now.
Have a great week.